to thank Tom Lamb for the fine job he does on the parking lot. Keeps that looking so nice for us. Graded again today. And thanks, Tom. Appreciate that very much. Bob's come to lead us in some singing, so let's just enter right in this morning.
The theme of our church, the theme of our life.
Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Prophet on the rolling tide. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tells his sins far and wide. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing the islands of the sea. Echo back the ocean cave. Earth shall keep her jubilee. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Sing above the battle strife.
Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Sing it softly through the gloom. When the heart for mercy. Give the wind the mighty voice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free. Highest hills and deepest caves.
Rich strong song of victory. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Jesus saves. People are saying, tell me the story. What story? The story that Jesus saves. We have a theme. Tell me the story of Jesus. Okay?
Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story. Sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest. Peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Stand with me, will you? Fasting alone in the desert, tell of the days that are past. How for our sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant. Tell of the years of his labor. Tell of the sorrow he bore. He was despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected, and poor. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart everywhere. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell of the gods when they made.
Bonds of prison for me. Oh,
our glory bound, my Jesus to see. And glory to God, he's set me free. His light to sin and things that confound, not of the world shall turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying too, and glory to God I'm going through. He set me free, yes, he set me free, and he broke the bonds of prison for me. Oh, our glory bound, my Jesus to see, and glory to God he set me free. He set me free, yes, he set me free, the bonds of prison for me. Oh, our glory bound, my Jesus to see. Well, glory to God, he set me free.
Now I'm going to read it so you know what you said. We're going to get acquainted with this. My wife and I used to sing this on television, not quite that fast, just a little more emphasis maybe, but we had requests for it and loved it, and I didn't know if I should pick that as a congregational hymn. What? Did the right thing. But I want to read this chorus. He set me free. He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound. My Jesus to see. Glory to God. He set me free. That's the message. Sometimes we get too carried away with a little bounce, you know? And I've got no problem with that. But we need to know that he set us free. There's a reality here. We're free. Whom God sets free is free indeed. We are free. Now you can sing it like you're free, okay? Chorus.
He set me free, yes, he set me free. Broke the bonds of prison for me. Oh, I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. And glory to God, he set me free. He set me free, yes, he set me free. And he broke the bonds of prison for me. Oh, I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. And glory to God, he set me free.
Praise God. Praise God. He set me free.
Amen.
You can say it. He set you free. You are free. I said, who the Lord sets free is free indeed. Free, free. That's quite a word. That guy walks out after 20 years and steps on the outside and turns back and look at that place. He's free. Well, we're looking back once in a while, but we're free. We're free from those things.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on the happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day. Sorrows there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness nor pain, no more parting over there, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. That will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saves me by his grace. When he takes by the hand that leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day. Yes, Lord, yes, Jesus. What a day that, yes, Lord, yes, Jesus.
I shall see when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day, that will be.
One more time.
What a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see.
Yes, Lord, yes, Jesus. You are worthy, God. You are holy, God. Yes, Jesus.
When he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day, that will be.
Let's do it just one more time.
What a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saves me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day.
Pastor, come, will you?
Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Let's give him a clap offering today. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we worship you. Lord, we worship you today. Lord, you have made all that we hope for possible. Lord, it's because of you that it's possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord, we look forward to getting to heaven. Lord, we long to see you, first of all. Thank you for making it possible. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to take just about 5 minutes here for testimonies from the youth. Thank you, ladies. And real quickly here, take about... If you go, you know, if you go like a minute apiece, that'll give more people a chance to talk. So think about that. Pastor Craig, you can come and lead the testimony service, but those that were on the missions trip, would like to share a testimony, I'll give you an opportunity now.
There's some of you I know that have some testimonies. We had a great time. I'm going to stay below a minute also. And God really blessed us. This was a different missions trip than anything that we had gone on in the past. We did numerous ministries each day, from construction to street witnessing to feeding the homeless to taking homeless out to Burger King, numerous different things. One time we were asked to do a little street witnessing, and we were broken up, and it was me, Kyle, Aaron, and a couple of girls that we didn't know. And we were on the street. They said, you have a half an hour, go talk to as many people as you can. We went and talked to a couple teenage girls right away, and they accepted Christ and prayed the singer's prayer right there on the street, right in front of their school. And then we walked a few more blocks, and I said, Kyle, the next one's yours. So he went up to him, and we went together, and that one also accepted Christ. So it was 3 out of 3 in a half an hour. And God just truly used us, and we were really blessed to be able to go on the trip. We just want to say thank you for allowing us to go and for praying for us. And I didn't mean to steal Kyle's testimony, but I'm sure everyone. There's probably some others that you have.
There was about 10 of us chosen to go up to Skid Row. And what that is just, it's really just the downtown inner city LA. And I was chosen to go on that particular group with them, and we got to go out, and it was just, everybody is just totally homeless, you know, they're just living on the streets, just trying to live one day at a time, you know, and it was just really incredible to just see them in their poverty, and it just really just blew me away to see how good we really have here, you know, it was quite incredible, and I've been all over the world pretty much, and I was really surprised that we even have that here in the States. And we need to really realize how lucky we really are. And I hope that it just totally blew me away. Just to see just people and their babies and mothers with little children just laying down the street just trying to make it. It's just incredible.
Like Craig said, we did a lot of volunteer work also, just like the construction. And the first day I was separated from the group all day long, and I got put in a little room where it was just to call people and thank them for their donations to the Dream Center. And even though I didn't really enjoy that a lot, it was still like, just awesome, because I had to like sort through all these stacks of papers with people's just like all their telephone number and stuff and what they had given. This place, just the Dream Center, runs on donations. It's the only way it survives. It's incredible how many people gave to that. And it wasn't just people in California. It was all over. I mean, there were people, there were banks from like Arizona, there was places, Hawaii, there were people from every state giving to run this place. And it just showed me how awesome God is. You know, and it wasn't, like, we only got to call the people who gave small donations, like anywhere from $1 to $100. But when I was sorting through the papers, I mean, some people were giving, $11,000, $16,000 at one time. And that just goes to show, I think, just how awesome God is with just blessing that ministry. And I was just really happy to be a part of that.
One time I got to do what Debbie was doing, making phone calls and stuff and thanking people. And I think that was my favorite part of the whole thing. Because we would ask them if they wanted anything to pray, for us to pray for them, and we would do it right away on the phone. And one guy had made like a $50 donation, and when we thanked him for it, he said, "I wish I could have gave more. I wish I could have gave more." And I asked him if there was any prayer requests, and he said, "Well, his wife had a stroke like a week before and was really bad in the hospital, and at Christmas time, his oldest son decided he didn't want to be a Christian anymore and didn't believe in God. And his other son had been in a major car accident within a week. And he was still saying to me, I'm sorry I couldn't give more than $50, but he's got all of this other stuff going on and he's still giving to this ministry." And it was just awesome being able to talk to him and pray with him on the phone. And there was another lady I called, and she had given like $10. And she's like, "I wish I could gain more, I wish I could gain more." And I asked her for prayer requests, and she said that she had diabetes, and it was taking her eyes, and her heart was getting really bad and stuff. And it was just awesome to pray with these people who have so many problems at home, but yet are still faithful and giving to ministries and stuff like that, and to see their faith and stuff.
Okay. Like they're all saying, lots of stuff, lots of different tasks, and it was a really interesting mission trip. And it was probably one of the better ones, because it really touched me. Like when we went out and we were helping homeless people, and they were really nice. They're not like people in the States that are like when we went to Milwaukee, people were really grabby, really mean, but here where they had nothing, they were really, really nice. And this mission trip really made me realize when I was with Craig and Kyle that, we pay lots of money to go out into other countries and different parts of the world to preach to people. We can go to our front door and do it. And it was really beneficial, I thought.
Yeah. Almost everyone mentioned the homeless people, and that's something that also touched me. When we went and took a lot of the homeless people to Burger King, I got a chance to sit and talk with one of the guys there for like a half hour or so. And I don't know what I thought, but it was different than what I thought a homeless person would be like. That guy, he didn't seem like he was on drugs or anything. He just didn't have a job. He didn't have a place to live. Or some of the other people might have been. But he was someone that could be your neighbor. Just couldn't work or something like that. And also, we'd gone through Hollywood. It was see some of the sites. And if you drive down some of the roads, and like there's a Lexus here, a Jag there, a Mercedes there, and all the cars are expensive, but that's a lot. It's such a huge difference from what we saw just a little ways away. You know, even on Hollywood Boulevard in the main areas, there's a lot of nice people who live up there and just don't see them until it gets late at night. We were going by Dodger Stadium, and there was this big hill by there, and we were distributing the food. And there were just people living all over in the bushes. You know, they would have kind of steps carved out, some of them. And these were the nicer homeless areas, because like, some of them even had mattresses and stuff like that. So it's just really changed the ideas of how people become homeless. I'll need to. All right.